This weekend, the state line rolls on. Happy Thanksgiving weekend. Since it is a holiday weekend, we thought we would talk festive things. And there's nothing more festive than the Festival of Lights. And we have Ted O'Donnell joining us today. He's the guru of the festival. And good morning, Ted. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Steve. I appreciate it.
Happy Thanksgiving. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas and all that stuff.
Happy everything to you. We're going to blanket it all.
All right, so the Festival of Lights now open. Can you tell us a little bit about what we can see at Senesippi Park?
Absolutely. So this year, my cousin and I, Tom, who co-chairs the 4th of July and Festival of Lights, we do this together. It's been a family tradition, not just for Rockfordians for 31 years, but it's a family tradition on our Marino side to be a part of this. And we pulled out all the stops this year. So we've added about 15 new displays. We refaced another 10 displays that people will recognize, but it has a completely different feel to it. We have made the park brighter and over 70 displays. You know, last year we had about 60. We're hitting almost 80 now. So it's going to be the year you want to bring your family out, the safest event you could possibly go to is Festival of Lights at Senesippi Park. So come on out, bring the family, smush your faces against the glass, and just make sure you go to the bathroom before you come out.
Who would have thought it was socially distanced? You know, it's already socially distanced, and it just so falls into place for this year for the CDC. You probably didn't have to worry about the guidelines or anything, right?
No, you know, the way we look at it, we are the original social distanced event. And we always called it the introvert event. You know, people are in their cars and they don't have to see or say anything or see anybody. But now we have something new to put to it. So it's the original social distanced event.
And I know you said you refaced a lot of the displays, and that's because you had the 4th of July weekend off, and you had a lot of time on your hands this summer, I would imagine, right?
Oh, my God, yeah. Tom and I both, you know, after the 4th of July fell through, we both just kind of looked at each other like, well, now what? You know, we're so used to working so hard for that, and then we decided, well, let's just pour all our energy in Festival of Lights and really, really hit it hard this year, because our community is going to need something to look forward to. And so we put a lot of our own, obviously, our man hours into making sure that it is top-notch this year.
Well, how do you get all the lights, and where do you get all the zip ties? And is somebody donating for you? Are you doing all this out of your own pocket?
Well, you know, we're completely funded by sponsorships and donations from the community. So this event, you know, is not paid for by the city or the park district or tax dollars. This is all by donations and sponsorships. And we've had businesses come out this year and we're generous enough to donate extension cords, which we always run out of, zip ties. I should just buy stock in zip ties for how many we use. We have zip ties donated, yard stakes donated. And then what surprised me this year, Steve, was, you know, we kind of put it out there that we need materials for once. And we try not to ever do that, but we just did this year. And I couldn't believe how many just regular people that are not tied to a business, a group, an organization, just folks that love the Festival of Lights came out and said, well, here's 10 yard stakes, or here's 20 extension cords. It shows you how much people love this family tradition, and they want it. They still want it badly. So they're helping us make it happen. We truly feel that we're a community event for the community by the community.
We're talking to Ted O'Donnell this morning about the Festival of Lights, which is now open at Senesippi Park. Your hours are curtailed a little bit. It used to be open 24/7, but now you have specific hours, right?
Right. We, after I think our first 8 years being 24/7, the neighborhood started getting a little antsy over there because of traffic backing up. Can you imagine coming home after work and you had to stay in line to get to your driveway? So we kind of changed it to where we're open just weekends. Every weekend, obviously now, we're open 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. Every weekend in December, 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. But we are going to extend our hours Christmas week, since Christmas and Christmas Eve falls on Thursday and Friday. So Monday through Wednesday, we'll be open 5 to 11 also. And Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, 24 hours. And our very last day will be New Year's Eve, and we'll keep the lights on till midnight for y'all.
All right, so now this is free. You could just drive through, or is there donations, goodwill offerings?
Absolutely, there's a donation bin. Yes, it is a free event. We are completely 100% free to drive through. You don't have to throw anything in our donation bin that's in the middle of the park. No pressure, just saying. And or you could go to our website if you wanted to donate to our cause, to forthandlights.com. There's a donate segment there that you can click. Yeah, it's really quick. You can do it by your credit card. All monies goes towards us sustaining the Festival of Lights. It is a very expensive event for us to do every year. And any monies that are left over from it, we roll over into the 4th of July fireworks celebration.
Awesome. Now, the electricity that you use, any calculations? Who gets the bill for that? Does it show up anywhere? How many gigawatts of electricity do you use each year?
back in the day when everything was incandescent, I think the park district wanted to kill us because they get the bill first.
Wow.
And then we used to have ComEd sponsor. But what happens now is everything's LED. So even though we run just weekends, I think the bill is roughly only $200. For the month of December, which is still high, don't get me wrong, but it's a lot easier to manage and afford. And as of right now, I'm not going to tell you who pays that.
All right. Did you have you ever gotten reports from like the space station, like, hey, we could see the Festival of Lights from outer space or anything? You ever get any kind of weird plane flyovers?
I find it funny that how many drone photographers in town come out that weekend and fly their drones across the 251 corridor so they can see the Sinisippi Gardens at Nicholas Conservatory and then see what we're doing over at Festival of Lights in Sinisippi Park. It's bright. You know, I can only imagine those prime airplanes coming in and seeing it and mistaking us for the landing strip. Gets me worried sometimes.
The fun of the Festival of Lights. Now showing again, when you say weekends, is that Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or just Saturday, Sunday?
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
All right. Every weekend and then Christmas weekend right up until New Year's Day or New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve. New Year's Day, believe it or not, we start the teardown process.
Wow.
So while everybody's off, we're out there tearing everything, starting to tear everything down. For the next event that happens in Sinisippi, the wonderful snow sculpting event that happens out there. So we want to get all our stuff out of the way for them.
I guess if you had a lot of snow, that would be hard to get it down through all the ice, and that's where you do a lot of damage on your lights.
And the cords. It's the weather. We never know what to expect. This month has been, November has been a crazy month for weather for us, from beautiful to ridiculous 50-mile-an-hour winds. So our small group of 10 volunteers that set up the entire park have had our challenges this year, but we know it's a labor of love and it's all worth it in the end.
And the Festival of Lights, not only you and all the labor of love, but the Rockford Park District, the police, Rockford Police, everybody. I mean, a lot of people come together to make sure that this happens.
Absolutely. You know, we are lucky that the Park District lets us utilize Sinisippi Park and their police department that helps control the traffic out there. They're phenomenal to work with. We do have, my cousin and I obviously are out there all the time. And then, like I said, a very small group of volunteers that just hustle every day, almost every night. You'll see us out there twisting lights, trying to get them ready.
And if a strand goes out or a bulb goes out, it just stays that way until spring.
Yeah, to heck with it.
All right, the Festival of Lights is on. Tendell Donald, thank you so much for what you do for the community. I just can't imagine a holiday season without the Festival of Lights. And being that it is socially distant from day one, it's perfect for this time of year, and we need it more than ever. So thank you.
Absolutely. Steve, thank you for having me on. I truly appreciate it.
All right, this weekend, the State Line rolls on in a moment.